brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We know that no big political or military movement can be completely secret because the pieces have to be put in position beforehand, and it's on record that the National Guard has been basically federalized. They're training local police for martial law. We've gotten countless internal documents made national news many times, as listeners know, that they are preparing for this martial law. It has nothing to do with cave dwellers in Central Asia. The police state grid is for the American people. The governor of Wisconsin told Milwaukee Public Radio, as a threat under austerity, cutting the pay of state workers, jacking up taxes, and demanding they invest more in the pension funds they're looting, he actually threatened them and said, the National Guard is standing by. So very confident up there with the austerity. They're selling the idea through the New Jersey governor and others that cut everything and that this will fix the budget deficit, but there's no way to fix it if we sign on to the 1.5 quadrillion of the foreign bankers. As you know, Tarpley, you could cut all the spending in the world. It wouldn't even pay for a thimble of the fiat derivative debt, and we've got the French and others in the G20 joining China, saying, let's get rid of the dollar. This is a big deal. What do you think about the military buildup against the American people?
Well, the first thing is that the policy of cut and gut is guaranteed to fail. You can see this was tried by Schwarzenegger in California. He would cut the budget one year, and then he would come back the next year, and the deficits would be bigger. This is not the way to get out of a depression. You've got to have a recovery program. And this is, you know, there are so many historical examples. It's economic suicide, national suicide, to do these things. In terms of these people who say that the reserve currency role of the U.S. dollar is at an end, here's the challenge. If you want to be a reserve currency, it means, for example, that oil prices are generally quoted in dollars. But the other thing it means is that central banks around the world are willing to keep their reserves in dollars. That's why you say reserve currency. So the Bank of China, the Central Bank of Japan, Malaysia, all kinds of people around the world, instead of keeping it in some other currency, they've generally tended to keep it in dollars. Now, why is this? What is the advantage? Well, there is the United States Treasury bond market. And this is unique in the world. It is the broadest, deepest, and most capable market that there is anywhere. The general daily turnover is about $1 trillion U.S. dollars. And that's, you know, 10 times, 20 times more than the stock market or other markets. It's a huge part of the world financial turnover. And this market is deep enough so that if you come forward, if you say, look, I have $3 trillion worth of U.S. Treasury securities, I'd like to turn that into cash today. That can be done pretty much without batting an eye. $3 trillion, $4 trillion, even maybe $5 trillion. It can handle it because there's that much liquidity. The market is that highly developed. If you want to be a reserve currency, you've got to have a market like that. And right now, nobody does. This is a market that goes back to really to Lincoln during the Civil War.
And there's an attempt to hijack that market and roll it into the SDRs, but it'll take time to do that.
Right, and there is no such equivalent for the SDRs. There's no such equivalent for the euro or the yen. It is a genuine resource of the United States and the world. At least it could be under better management, other than these lunatics that we have today. But it's not possible. Medvedev thought that it was enough to come with a little coin to one of these meetings, right, and show off the coin. That will not work. That is not serious. So therefore, we have the situation where if the current mismanagement, and this means Wall Street Democrats and reactionary Republicans, if they continue their mismanagement, you might get a situation where central banks around the world become so frightened that they pull out of the dollar. The problem with that then is there's no substitute. Nobody is able to replace the dollar, so you would then go into international chaos, which is what you had in September 1931.
All right, Webster, Tarpley.net, thank you so much. We're going to have you back in the near future to continue to break down what's happening with the economy. We've got Dr. Paul Craig Roberts joining us in about 30 minutes to break it down. Thank you, Webster.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we've got a completely jam-packed third hour. We're probably going to overdrive today. I have seen the most incredible video ever by We Are Change, Luke Radowski, founder in New York. I heard about this yesterday when Aaron was filling in on the show and I was here in Austin listening to it. But I just saw the video during the last break. It was hiding in plain view on Infowars.com. Dick Cheney confronted by We Are Change. And Luke, I mean, you can't look a gift horse in the mouth. I would just tell him they have dramatic music over it. I would tell Luke, I'm going to try to call him right now, to upload a version without the music. I mean, it sounds great, looks great. I can only say wonderful job, but the national media won't pick it up with the classical music playing over the top of it. But, I mean, who can complain? These guys are incredible. If you go to Infowars.com, it's We Are Change confronts Dick Cheney on 9/11 stand-down order, Aaron Dyke's article. This is just amazing. In fact, I had a Google search term I wanted to do earlier in the show, and I've gotten so busy we hadn't done it, but now this is even more important. This is even more important. This is incredible. Let's do the search term so it leads them back to the article in the video. Cheney, stand down order. Three words, put it in Google over and over again. Cheney, stand down order. Cheney. C-H-E-N-E-Y, stand down, that's one word, so it's three words total, Cheney, stand down, order, stand down, S-T-A-N-D-D-O-W-N. So Cheney, C-H-E-E, C-H-E-N-E-Y, Stand Down Order. Let's hammer it. In the next 3 hours, we'll go to number one on Google, Cheney Stand Down Order. Cheney Stand Down Order. Get our article posted on your website because Google blocks us on the top search term. You'll get the traffic. I don't care. I want to get the word out on this. Cheney Stand Down Order. Put it on your website, your blog, your Twitter. Get our article. Send it out to everyone. Working as a team with We Are Change. I'm going to definitely get Luke on today or tomorrow. This is just incredible. I mean, he got up to Cheney up close. He got up to Cheney up close and brought up, we know about the Stand Down Order. We know you carried out 9/11. I'm going to play that video probably coming up at the end of this segment or in the next segment. Totally amazing that this happened. This is powerful. And the national media needs to pick up on this. But we need to get a hold of Luke. He needs to upload it without the music. It's great to upload the one with the music, but the media won't be able to really use it with music playing over the top of it. I understand that's the We Are Change style, and it's great, and it's had a huge effect. They just may have not thought that through. Again, We Are Change confronts Dick Cheney on 9/11 Stand Down Order. The testimony of Norman Panetta is at the end of it. Great job. So it proves what Luke's saying. Before the 9/11 Commission leaves compelling questions about former Vice President Dick Cheney's action on the day of 9/11, then Transportation Secretary Panetta witnessed Cheney refuse to contradict an apparent Stand Down Order as an aide warned of something incoming at the Pentagon. Cheney has given conflicting reports about what happened. Panetta has confirmed in five separate interviews that Cheney did do what he did and did get there when he said. He entered the PEOC bunker. Panetta later confirmed he suppressed 9/11 Commission testimony and refuted Cheney's account of arriving later. During the CPAC conference, WeAreChange.org confronted Cheney about these questions, which he refused to address. So he got screamed off the stage there, being called a warmonger, and then behind the scenes, this happened days ago, but Luke got back from New York, obviously, and got this uploaded. He goes on, hey, Mr. Cheney, what did you do in the underground bunker on 9/11? Dick Cheney, we know what you did on 9/11 with the Stand Down Order. Norman Panetta testified against you on the 9/11 Commission report. What happened on 9/11? I'm telling you, Luke Radowski's a hero. And it goes on, when he was being forced out, WeAreChange.org founder Luke Radowski calmly asked security not to push him. Security backed off after asking him, are you being polite? Luke Radowski and, again, James Lane of We Are Change confront Dick Cheney in Washington, D.C. at CPAC 210-011. So that happened 5 days ago, but they just got it uploaded. Incredible job. Incredible job. We salute We Are Change and all of you out there. Unbelievable. And if we can get the media to pick up on this and reopen that can of worms about the Stand Down Order, this is so huge. That clip is coming up. Are we green-lighted on that clip yet? We are. We're going to play that after I get into the economy here for a moment. Now, this was going to be my other big search term today. This is huge as well. If the globalists can't get their TSA rollout nationwide, their federal takeover, they're checkmated. A huge article by Steve Watson, Paul Watson at PrisonPlanet.com. It's the top red link story at Infowars.com. TSA worker admits to stealing huge amounts of cash from passengers. They've been caught being pedophiles, stealing from people, planting drugs on people. And it just shows how they knowingly hire criminals. This article is so important. Homeland Security employees, criminals, and thugs implement domestic police state. And this documents these latest new breaking developments that are confirmed. This is so huge. This is so huge. What search term should we glean out of that headline? TSA workers admit to stealing huge amounts of cash from passengers. Let's do the second number one search term today. One will be number one, one will be number two. We can never tell what you're going to push to the top. Let's Google the term TSA workers stealing. TSA workers stealing. Hey, we're fighting the globalist. Let's go 110%. TSA workers admit to stealing huge amounts of cash from passengers. Here's the key search term, just an acronym or the three letters together, TSA workers stealing. Three words, TSA workers stealing. Hit them and hit them hard. And then we'll also do Cheney Stand Down Order. Cheney Stand Down Order. Or if you want to do another one on top of it, we've had the number one, number two, number three, number four, number five search term before. We could do Cheney Stand Down 9/11. Cheney Stand Down 9/11. Cheney Stand Down 9/111. Hit them hard, folks. Let's take action in the info war. Again, Cheney Stand Down Order. Boom! Hit them. Number two, TSA worker stealing. Boom! Those three words together in the Google box over and over again. And Cheney stand down 9/111. 911. Boom! Hit them and hit them hard. We're going in hot. Standing up against these globalist savages that think we can't see what they're doing. Now I want to shift gears in the economy. Let me get back into the Cheney situation. Wisconsin National Guard preps for worker unrest after governor unveils emergency budget. The governor basically threatened Wisconsinians, however you say it, said, we'll call the National Guard out on you as they slash their pay, start grabbing their pension funds. This is incredible. We've got open calls to ditch the dollar even faster now from the G20, headed up by France, who's at the head of the G20 right now. Ted Anderson, you haven't been on with us for weeks. What's your take on all this?
Well, I mean, just worldwide right now, Alex, it's inflation everywhere. China right now is looking at inflation. Europe, the United States, I mean, budgets aren't being met here in the United States. So you see things going on like in Wisconsin and look at California. There's a depression converging, not only here in the United States, Europe and across China, even China. And they've been our biggest lender. They've financed our economy for the last 20 years, and they can't do it anymore. Inflation's showing up. They're running to commodities, running the price of gold and silver up. Silver, I mean, my goodness, silver went over $30, so at $30.96 today at a high. Gold at $13.77.90 at a high today. I mean, it's been a hot day for gold and silver, and that inflation and all this printing press action that's been coming out of Washington, D.C., obviously has taken a great effect.
Ted Anderson, again, you haven't been on with us in about 3 weeks. It's come out even in Congress. They're having investigations about J.P. Morgan and others trying to suppress silver and gold. Gold and silver are surging right now, obviously, as commodities go up across the board. You've been able in this recent pullback, you look at an 11-year graph, gold's only going straight up. Silver's only going straight up. There's little corrections on the way as it kind of steps up. You've been able to get a lot of gold and silver at incredibly low prices, and then you can pass on the savings even though it's gone up. You can sell it to folks for what you got it when it was lower, so people get the best of both worlds. People need to stop procrastinating. Midas has the best deals out there. These radio specials are the best deals. These are lost leaders for you. Tell folks about today's gold and silver offer.
Well, yeah, currently right now, I mean, first of all, I'm still holding those silver dollars and your videos at $97. The fall of the Republic and the end game and Obama deception. What a great way to get started in gold and silver. You get three silver dollars with that. We deliver the whole package, shipping it all, $97. You just can't beat that. But, you know, like, for instance, the franc right now is at 302. They were $320 here last time gold hit a peak. So here you have a chance to get into those at a much lower price. British sovereigns, $3.79. If you do buy one of those francs, we send out a full year subscription to the international forecaster to go with that. I mean, what's going on, Alex, right now? The market is running, and, people need to be getting into gold and silver. They need to take this seriously. We've been printing way too much money, and we cannot expect that the dollar is going to hold value. It takes time for those dollars to actually get into action, get into the economy, and actually trade. That drives inflation up, and now we're seeing that. And, now is the time to be getting in. We have another run on gold and silver. The market is saying, hey, this is going to happen. China, you know, once Chinese start buying gold and silver because they're afraid of inflation in their own country, man, that's curtains for the dollar.
Absolutely. If folks want to call, you already have very competitive, great prices, but the radio specials, be sure folks ask for a list of those. Silver half dollars, full silver dollars, different types of silver dollars, franc gold, British sovereigns, American eagles. You got any buffaloes, Ted?
Yep, we do have buffaloes. They are available. I don't have the price just off the top of my head, but they're very competitive as well. So
800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. Don't procrastinate, folks. Gold's up 400% in the last 11 years. Silver, same thing, 800-686-2237. Real fast, what are some of the other specials you got, Ted?
Well, just like the Walking Liberty halves, they're at 15. There's a whole long array of different things that you can get involved in at this point in time.
800-686-2237. Make sure you tell them it's the Alex Jones, Ted Anderson radio special. 800-686-2237. Ted, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me up.
All right, folks, we'll be right back. with the confrontation of Dick Cheney. This is unbelievable. Stay with us.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365. Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
I'm Roger Rao at Midas Resources. If you are going through a financial roller coaster because of your investment in stocks, bonds, and other paper assets, perhaps you're ready for a change. You have an opportunity to change your financial security. Get the stability and peace of mind you deserve by investing in precious metals. Gold and silver have been a form of wealth protection for over 5,000 years all over the world. If you have seen your hard-earned money lose value because of inflation, sliding dollar, etc., it's time you stop the bleeding. The answer to your problems is simple. Gold and silver. Silver will protect your assets and your purchasing power, physical possession of precious metals, IRA rollover, etc. Call me, Roger Rao, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Take action today when we are still accepting paper dollars for gold and silver. Ready for a change? Call Roger Rao at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Again, it's 1-800-686-2237, extension 178.
You really can lose weight while you're sleeping. Guaranteed. AffinityDiet.com introduces Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet. Great tasting Lose and Snooze from AffinityDiet.com is the first step in our guaranteed weight loss system. Lose and Snooze will help your body get a deep restorative sleep without the harmful side effects of pharmaceutical drugs. And during deep natural sleep, your body starts to shed unwanted pounds, build lean muscle, and lose inches. Add AffinityDiet.com's One Day Diet waivers and your metabolism keeps going with all the vitamins and minerals you need with no rebound effect. But don't worry, you're never more than 24 hours from your favorite foods. Learn more about Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet at AffinityDiet.com, spelled AffinityDiet.com, or call toll free 855-663-3438. That's 855-663-3438. Finally, a diet that succeeds where others have failed from AffinityDiet.com.
It's up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. New article by Aaron Dykes. Dick Cheney confronted by We Are Change for ordering 9/11 stand down. We're going to play the clip of Cheney being confronted by We Are Change. Then it cuts to Mr. Panetta, then Transportation Secretary in Congress, testifying to the 9/11 Commission, confirming that in at least, I don't know, four or five other interviews since then with We Are Change and others. He said, no, what I said's right. That's what happened. Dick Cheney's mistaken. Cheney, literally, who doesn't have a pulse and has a bionic heart on the outside of his body, a heart pump, a ventricle assister, there being confronted right after he'd been booed off the stage as being a warmonger by the Republicans at CPAC. So a good send-off for Cheney as he prepares, unless he gets a heart transplant, to move on to Valhalla. I hope he repents of what he's done. I wish no ill will against Cheney, because he's clearly got God to deal with. But let's go ahead and play this amazing video audio clip. Here it is.
Hey, Mr. Cheney. Mr. Cheney, what'd you do in the underground bunker on 9/11?
Let's go.
Dick Cheney. Dick Cheney, we know what you did. Dick Cheney, don't put your hands on me.
Get out of my way.
I'll push you.
Don't push me. Are you being blind?
Mr. Dick Cheney, we know what you did on 9/11 when you did the stand down order. Norman Panetta testified against you on the 9/11 commission report. Mr. Cheney, you know what happened on 9/11.
Everybody out right now.
Cheney, we know what you did on 9/11 with your stand down orders.
Get away with it.
Thank you, Mr. Cheney.
During the time that the airplane coming in to the Pentagon, there was a young man who would come in and say to the vice president, the plane is 50 miles out, the plane is 30 miles out. And when it got down to the plane is 10 miles out, the young man also said to the vice president, do the orders still stand? And the vice president turned and clicked his neck around and said, of course the orders still stand. Have you heard anything to the contrary?
A moment's contemplation reveals the magnitude of what we have just heard. Not only was Cheney in the PEOC before Flight 77 hit, he told an obviously nervous aide that the orders still stood and then listened as the plane approached and then hit the Pentagon, the most heavily defended building in the world.
Boy, and we are change at the end tag puts my John Hancock up there at the top, Infowars.com. That gives me the willies. I mean, these are mobsters. These are gangsters. These are cold-blooded people. And all I can say is, we are change. Luke Radowski, you blow me away. Luke's been fighting for 9/11 truth for 6-7 years. What, he's 22 years old now, 23? And when New York 9/11 Truth didn't want him getting hardcore, they threw him out of the group. And we supported him here, launched We Are Change, supported it. And now it's got, I don't know, over 100 chapters all over the world. And they're doing real journalism, real confrontations, real muckraking. Luke Radowski, and to all We Are Change, I salute you. My listeners salute you. By the way, we found a clean video shot from another camera phone of the Dick Cheney. And on top of it, Newt Gingrich also being confronted. We're going to add that to Aaron Dykes' article that's at Infowars.com. Now, it's only in the tiles up there on the big video box, so you have to kind of look for it. I'm going to have Aaron add it as one of the top featured news stories. Right now, we have TSA workers admit to stealing huge amounts of cash from passengers. That's in red. The next story, Mexican troops conduct vehicle search on U.S. soil. Has there been an Egyptian revolution? That's the Paul Craig Roberts article. Tea Party caucus leader Bachman votes for Patriot Act. Ron Paul, I can beat warmongering Obama. We need to go ahead and put another story on top of that, and that needs to be the Dick Cheney confronted on 9/11 stand down above the TSA worker admits to stealing huge amounts of cash from passengers. We need to get that out to everybody. Start your engines. And we're doing Google search terms today. Cheney, what's the exact headline I was going with? Cheney stand down order? Wasn't that it? I'm going from memory here of what I launched earlier. Cheney stand down order that's it. Yeah, Cheney stand down order. Three words you put in Google over and over again to make sure millions more people read the article and see the video. Cheney stand down order. Put that in Google over and over again. Also, let's give another, well, you know, the number two right below it. Cheney stand down 9/11. Cheney 911 stand down. Cheney stand down 911. Cheney stand down 911. Let's do it together. Put it into Google over and over again. Cheney stand down 9/11. Let's go all the way. We're already fighting for our lives here. Might as well go all the way. Turn on the afterburners. Going to Mach 10.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica, the number 3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Through Friday, ladies and gentlemen, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. We're going into overdrive some today. Luke Radowski's joining us. He just confronted Dick Cheney at CPAC. They got the video up today. Right in his face, calmly saying, you ordered the stand-down order. Norman Panetta's on record in testimony. You've been caught lying about that. You're a terrorist. You carried it out. And boy, he looks guilty as sin. Literally like Darth Vader with his heart assist pump on the outside of his body. The New York Times reports Dick Cheney has no pulse. You've got this high-tech, undead ghoul who's incredibly dangerous, launched a war that killed over a million Iraqis conservatively. And I'm kind of creeped out having Infowars.com tagged on the video, which I'm glad they did it. But I want listeners to realize what we're doing. You know, when I call the White House and tell them I know they staged 9/11, or I call Homeland Security on air to talk about Anwar al-Awlaki working for the Pentagon on record and report it to the FBI, I see videos that are made and get emails saying it's fake because people can't believe that we have the will to do this. When I videotaped urban warfare drills with the U.S. Marines openly training to put Americans in camps, people email us and say it's fake, even though it's on the news that the Marines were there and that we were there. But I don't think I've ever done things like Luke Radowski's done. I mean, I've confronted Bush and was arrested for it and I almost broke my shoulder. And I've confronted Janet Reno and others. But Luke's probably confronted David Rockefeller. I mean, the list goes on for hours. I mean, Luke Radowski has had death threats at his home. He's confronted point blank Larry Silverstein about admittingly blowing up the towers and Building 7. I mean, I've got to say Luke Radowski's the man. The man, the man, the man. The true spirit of 1776, a true man, a true leader, a person risking his life. I hope you realize, folks, we're all risking our lives here. This is not a game. And if we can do it, you can do it. I know why a lot of you can't believe this stuff. People are saying this Dick Cheney video is fake. Because you can't handle the fact that there are people of honor and will who are doing this for all of us. I understand why some of you can't believe it, because you can't believe in yourself. But we are having an effect. Ron Paul did win the CPAC poll, which now 2 years in a row, legendary. People are waking up. We can get the country back. But if you want to do it, you got to look in the mirror. Now, I want to get into the Egypt situation with Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. He's got a new article out today. It's up on Infowars.com and all the other great news sites that carry his powerful material. And the headline is, has there been an Egyptian revolution? We'll talk about that for the rest of the hour with him. But first, sir, NPR Radio has the governor of Wisconsin threatening state workers as they cut their pay for austerity and say they're going to take more money for the pension funds they're looting, that if they don't like it, the National Guard is standing by. Homeland Security now is admitting that they are preparing basically for clampdowns in the U.S. And the G20 led by France is calling for an end of dollar hegemony. Since you were last on with us 3 weeks ago, Hu Jintao has called for the end of the dollar. What is your take and your view just on the state of the police state in this country, and what's your view on We Are Change confronting Dick Cheney at point-blank range?
Well, Alex, the police state continues to grow. We can see, again, the hypocrisy of the American government. Hillary Clinton is giving a big speech about the need for Internet freedom at the same time that the United States government is demanding all the records from Twitter so that they can frame up Julian Assange. So I think the police state will continue to grow. But it has a number of reasons grow. As for the demand for the end of the dollar, you could see this, as you probably do, as part of the one world conspiracy, or you could see it simply as the rest of the world trying to get free of American financial hegemony. It's the dollar's reserve currency that gives the United States financial hegemony over the rest of the world. And so we control them. And they're probably tired of that. Without the financial hegemony that we have, we wouldn't be able to force them to comply with our laws and allow our police and our FBI and everything else to run all over their own countries. So it's the threats that we can make to them of excluding them from the world financial system. And this is an important source of the hegemony of the United States government over the rest of the world. And I think that you could probably see the call for some alternative to the dollar as people trying to get free of American domination. So that's my take on that.
Looking at the Egypt situation, you know, we want to be against Hosni Mubarak. We want to see it as the Arabs waking up and saying no to foreign domination. But clearly the globalists, the social engineers, knew that revolution was coming there because of IMF and World Bank programs and food prices going up via commodity increases. You're an economist, top economist, former, should have introduced you, father of Reaganomics, former head of policy, Department of Treasury, best-selling author, former Wall Street Journal editor. So I'd like you to speak specifically to commodities going up worldwide and what you think's triggering this. But no doubt the social engineers knew it was coming. So the White House now admits that they triggered it. They basically ordered Mubarak to stand down. He said no. Then he magically had this stroke. Now he's gone, supposedly in Israel. Now they're seizing his assets. What does this say to other Western propped up dictators? Where is the revolution, you're saying? Well, the revolution is just put in a new puppet because people were tired of Mubarak.
Well, I don't think we had much role in his departure. But he had been a faithful American-Israeli puppet for 30 years, and his predecessor prior to him had been a puppet. And Egypt has been the main way that the United States has been able to seal off Gaza so that it stays under Israel's thumb. But the question I raised was, is getting rid of Mubarak a revolution when left in place is the American embassy, the elite, the police, the army, the bureaucracy? They're all still there. So unless the outpourings of all those Egyptians into the streets and their determination to stay there, unless that has caused the elite in Egypt to have a change of mind, nothing much will have changed. And of course, the dollar being reserve currency, that allows us to purchase the new government just as we purchased the old government. So I don't know if there's been a change of mind that went beyond the ordinary Egyptians into the elites. That remains to be seen. If it has not been, then sooner or later the Egyptian people will catch on that nothing has really changed. And they'll again be in the streets, this time with leaders, which they lacked in this last outpouring, and more focus. And if that's put down, then I think eventually you'll see civil war. And I agree with Gerald Celente that these regimes are everywhere unstable, and not just in the Middle East, but I think in England and the United States, because of the immense concentration of income and wealth and power in fewer and fewer hands at the expense of the ordinary people. So I think there's no doubt that some big crisis is brewing. How long it takes to manifest itself, I have no real idea.
Well, you've been predicting for years, and so has Gerald, that food prices would start increasing because of dollar devaluation, being the world reserve currency, and other commodities would go up. Here's the Associated Press today. World Bank, food prices at dangerous levels. World Bank President Robert Zoellick says global food prices have hit dangerous levels that can contribute to political instability, push millions of people into poverty, and raise the cost of groceries. Well, no kidding. And the headline out today, 4% increase in inflation just in the last month in the UK. So this inflationary spiral is starting to really rear its ugly head. And you have the people that have basically created this economic climate now posing as the saviors. But in places like Egypt, where you've got 50% of people on $2 a day or less, I mean, hungry bellies, when people are desperate, they do desperate things.
Right, right, and not just in Egypt. You see, there are multiple causes, I think. It's not only the printing of paper currencies that are driving up food prices. It's also, there have been droughts, there have been floods that have reduced output. And there's also the practice of the first world corporations and land speculators buying up so much land in the third world and forcing the native farmers off of it, such that it's essentially taken out of food production and put into some kind of a global market commodity production. So that, and this is happening everywhere. It's happening in India as well. So when you see the Western countries using the powers of their currencies to dispossess other lands of the agricultural potential, that's another reason for rising food prices. So you have all of those things going on at once. And so you have to, if you want to do anything about it, you'd have to address all three of those things. And of course, you can't do anything about droughts and floods. And so if there was a policy of countries maintaining surplus stocks, as the United States used to do with the agriculture support program, that would be a good idea. That was a sensible thing to have done.
Well, expanding on that, I was listening to some farm commodity reports this morning on television, and they were giving examples of in prime farmland in Kansas, Missouri, Indiana, that just a few years ago, they were giving averages. It'd be $1,400 for an acre. It'd be $2,300 for an acre here. And it showed the same places now in Indiana, $7,000, $8,000, $9,000, $10,000 an acre. Kansas, $6,000 plus on average. So just in the end, they admitted it's foreign land speculators, I guess a new bubble outside of real estate, that was the main driver. And so, but then it talked about regular farmers now are trying to buy land to farm, or they're selling it and then stopping farming to the speculators. And so that's another thing that's taking land out of production and basically making it artificially fallow.
That's right. When you print money, you drive people into real things. And it's not just foreign speculators who are buying the land. It's our own as well. I suspect it'll all be organized into derivatives in the end.
Yes, and you're right to be correct. They just said internationally land speculation is up. Let's look at the U.S. So obviously it's J.P. Morgan Chase. It's everybody doing it.
That's right. It's everybody, and it does take it does dispossess the farmers who produce food. And it doesn't mean the land goes out of cultivation, but it may go into making corn for ethanol or into some world commodity that doesn't relate to the food needs of the domestic economy. So all of these things are driven by profit and greed and very short-term thinking.
So if the inflation is just now starting to rear its head, how bad is it going to get, and what do you expect that Dr. Roberts to do?
Well, like it's beginning to spike in England. If it's 4% in 1 month, then that's a very high annual rate. And John Williams reported that we had a spike in January here, which, if you took it to an annual rate, would give it 8%. And as you already know, the way, as we've discussed before, the way we measure inflation here actually understates the real measure. So it's probably higher than 8% on an annual rate based on the January figures here.
But 4% in England in the month of January, that's scary.
That's scary. If you annualize that, you're way up in the double digits. I think that when inflation spikes, we'll see a collapse in the bond market and in the dollar. And this will then intensify the calls for an alternative international monetary system. I don't quite see how they can pull that off. They're talking about making it SDRs, but that still leaves the Americans, the Europeans, the Japanese, the Chinese in charge of everything. I don't know how they can stick the Chinese currency in before the Chinese currency is fully tradable. You know, they restrict the ability to trade. It's not, it's sort of still controlled. So how you stick that in the SDR, I don't know.
Well, they're trying to roll it out now a little bit where you can, dump dollars in and get some derivative of the yuan here in the U.S.
I know it's a derivative. It's not So I don't know what these outcomes will be. I think they're worth watching and thinking about. You have to keep in mind, too, that the IMF has always been a tool of American policy. And so the notion that the IMF is somehow going to become a tool against American interest, how exactly does that happen? And as I said earlier, I think one way we can see all of this concern about the dollar is that people want to reduce our financial hegemony. And it doesn't mean that they're trying to exploit us or...
Well, plus, if the dollar's being devalued and that's making everybody's prices go up, they've got to start getting rid of the dollar because it's going to be rack and ruin if this inflation continues. I mean, if a little bit of inflation did that in Egypt, what's going to happen if we've got 20% a year? I mean, this is going to be devastating.
That's right. It's going to be devastating. And if you look at the fact that they're not dealing with budget deficits because they refuse to deal with the wars.
Doc, stay there. I want to see where you think this is going. Talk about the wars. Ron Paul winning CPAC. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts is our guest. We'll be right back.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Segment with Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. We got Lou Gradowski, a hero who confronted Dick Cheney, popping in the next segment. A little bit of overdrive there today. Look, in layman's terms, Dr. Roberts, I mean, where you see things going, the people running our economic system have flooded the world with dollars. You and every other major economist, common sense, said it's going to cause inflation. How bad, we don't know. Looks like it's going to be pretty bad. It's starting just right on time, as you predicted and others did. And if inflation's causing all these problems now, they lied to us and said it's not going to cause a problem. There's not going to be inflation. The people running things aren't stupid. They knew this was going to happen. What's their exit strategy?
Well, I don't think they have one. I don't think there is an exit strategy. They're just trying to pass it on to the next watch, you know, let the sinking ship pass on to the next watch. I think that you had asked me about Ron Paul and CPAC.
Yes.
And I think what's happening is that the conservatives, or at least some of them, not the neoconservatives, but conservatives are realizing that all of this patriotic, macho, tough guy flag waving was playing into the hands of the police state and the warmonger state, and that they're backing back off of that. And that the reason I think they like Ron Paul may have mainly to do with the fact that he's principled. He's a guy who doesn't have his finger in the wind, and people are starting to again show some respect for that kind of person. I think that is more the reason than agreement with his policies. I'm not sure how much people who are turning in his direction are doing it because of his policies, as opposed to the fact that he is a spokesman for people and not for the oligarchic ruling interests. So I think that does put him in certain danger. If we're to believe so many of the books that have been written about the assassinations of John F. Kennedy, Robert Kennedy, Malcolm X, Martin Luther King, there does seem to be an argument that can be made that elements in the United States government remove leaders that turn toward representing people as opposed to representing the oligarchic interests. So that is seems to be something that a number of historians have developed.
Well, Ron Paul, as you know, has been getting more bold. He's now giving speeches about CIA narcotics trafficking. We played here recently. He's talked about, you know, governments using crises for control. He said, I can, quote, beat warmongering Obama. I mean, he's getting more and more bold, and he is the real deal. I mean, he is somebody who has true bona fide integrity. And I agree with you. That's what I said earlier before you were even on. And Ron Paul's agreed here. He knows he's in danger, but he's a man of honor and destiny, and we should all pray for him and support him. But it does show Republicans starting to take a proper turn towards reality that they voted him the last 2 years in a row as the winner of CPAC, and Dick Cheney got booed and called a warmonger.
Well, that's hopeful, and those are the kinds of developments that we can be hopeful for. You know, a number of commentators have made the point, Alex, that there's not really that much difference between the people in the United States and the ones in Egypt, because just as that system is run for a small elite, so is ours. And we see all kinds of foreclosures, all kinds of American jobs moved offshore, everything in order to further enrich a very small part of the population, which now has more income and wealth than it knows what to do with. And the anger, I think, that we've seen abroad, we'll see here in the United States.
Well, all right, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, always appreciate you joining us. Folks can find out about your latest book at the bottom of the article you've written. God bless you.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.